Yeah, it was fun. I mean, days like today remind you why you love this game so much. It's a battle. It's two teams who prepared all week, and when you're playing a team like the Ravens, you know it's going to be a tough contest. I'm proud of our guys, especially young guys that stepped up and played. Jared Boykin, obviously Eddie had a great game. A lot of guys in the secondary. I played really well. Defense is playing at a high level. And offensively, we're struggling a little bit, but we found a way to make enough plays to win.
You've talked about balance being important today when Jordy and Randall went down. You had that run game to rely on where in years past you maybe didn't have that. How important was that, and how much did you prove by running it when they knew you took your top receiver forever?
Yeah, I mean, it was important for us to run the football. Because we didn't have our three receiver set anymore. We obviously have JerMichael, who's a receiver type tight end. But I ran a good in the first possession, kind of went away from it for a little bit. And then it was fun to see us finish with the football. It's a tough situation. They got basically four timeouts, counting the 2 minute warning. And we converted two big first downs.
How do you, as a leader, keep everybody in, keep everybody's head in, and keep them from getting frustrated when you're not able to kind of get over the hump there, especially?
Yeah, it's tough, but I'm not alone. I mean, there's a lot of guys stepping up and taking bigger leadership roles. TJ, it's kind of his day to talk, and he set the tone in the locker room before the game. And him and Josh do a great job of setting the tone when we're in a little bit of a lull on the sidelines, getting us focused before we head out there. Obviously, I talk in the huddle, but it's nice having those other voices out there reminding us everything's going to be all right. I was about 99% going to JerMichael on that one. And I just actually told him that. It was a play where he's got kind of a runaway. We had man coverage. They rushed five. Told Eddie to stay in. We had a two receiver route to the front side, and Jarrett was running a quick option to the left. I wanted to give JerMichael a chance. I had JerMichael and Jordy to my right. J. Mike ran a great route. Unfortunately, ran out of bounds, but gave Eddie a chance to finish it off there. But really proud of JerMichael sticking with it. Didn't get a lot of opportunities today, but when we had to have a play, he made one.
What was it like to have the defense pick you guys up in the first half, and then and in the end, when the defense gave up some yards and points, you were able to short clock and have the lead and pick each other up there?
Well, I mean, like I tell Dom after a game like this on Monday, if you give up 17 points, we're going to win. We're going to win most of those games. So I'm really really proud of those guys. I think they did a great job of mixing up their coverages. You had a lot of individual performances that jumped out. Obviously, I don't watch that film. I'm sure there'll be some of the guys in the trenches playing the unsung hero roles for us. But, I thought Micah Hyde made some big open field tackles. Obviously, Sam and Tremont were doing a great job in coverage. And when they can shut them down, a good offense like that to 17 points, we should win those games.
Aaron, what happened on the touchdown pass to Jordy? And was there something you'd seen in your preparation this week that let you know that you might be able to beat them over the top on a play like that?
Not really. I was actually kind of tired coming back from the huddle after that scramble. Mike called in a great play. Something we'd worked on. We haven't showed a bunch of that in a while. I kind of looked at Jordy in the huddle because he was coming back. As he was coming back to the huddle, he had just run a deep in route, and I had just kind of scrambled for a first down. Kind of looked at him, gave him a nod, and he kind of nodded back like he was okay. And then he just kind of ran really far, and I had a nice, clean throwing angle, and I threw it as far as I could.
How relieving is it to get a road win in an environment like this and in the way that?
Well, any environment. It's important to win on the road. In this league, if you want to make the playoffs, this is a tough environment. This is a team that's the defending champs, great football team, very well coached, great players on both sides of the ball. We were 0-2 on the road coming in. This is a great team, character-building win.
Aaron, can you contrast the feeling coming off the field after a win like this with maybe what it's feeling like on the sideline? You've lost James, you've lost Randall, thrown an interception, things seem to be
snowballing in a negative direction in a tough place to play. How down were you guys at any point on the sideline? And then how many times have you felt the kind of euphoria you maybe felt coming off?
Not many. And that's why I said, days like today really give you that appreciation for what you're doing. And if you ever question how much you love this game, the feeling we had in the locker room, those are the moments 20 years you can look back and remember, probably not the score, or the stats, or the final drive, but those times with your teammates. And when you contrast that with difficulty of losing a guy like James Jones and Randall Cobb on what, was a questionable play on the hit on Randall, those are frustrating things for us. But like I said, guys have stepped up in a leadership role, and I'm proud of them.
Do you think this is the best the team has played this year?
It's a win, so it's our third one. I don't know about best. I like to kind of reserve judgment until we see the film.
Aaron, what did you say to Elam after that, and why do you think that's a question?
I think a lot of us saw the hit on Dustin Keller. I just felt like he had enough time to make a hit in the legal hitting zone. Now, the other safety came over and made actually a very knowledgeable point, which I appreciated, a little intelligent banter back and forth about some of the issues the defensive players have to deal with the target area. And I totally understand that and get that. I just felt like from my vantage point, he had plenty of time to not take out a guy's legs in that situation. I think he could have hit in the proper hitting zone, and that's what I told him.
This seems like a game that you can really build on. Is it hard if you don't have 18 and 89 to do the building on?
I think a lot of the building has been our defense. I mean, they've been playing excellent. And if they play like that, we're going to be tough to beat.